Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1103. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zizul. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe El Nerefua Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leia Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Zoreya planting. Okay, so we're just going through some interesting practical applications, various different cases from the Sefer Mocha and the Shiftacha, which come up in conjunction with grass and wet and, you know, water dripping onto the grass or pouring water on the grass and these various different things, which come up, usually they come up in the warmer weather, which is, you know, the summertime and now. Okay, so he says like this, does the Sefer Mocha and the Shiftacha on page Kuf Nun, Ois Chof Beis. He says, just like we spoke about last time, one has to be careful if their body is wet, whatever the reason was, and it's dripping. The same thing if somebody, let's say, sometimes their payas is very wet and it's dripping, possibly the hair, their payas, and they walk over grass. So he says, somebody's beard, sometimes their beard is wet. Could be they just washed it, whatever the case is. It's very wet, and it's tucked to the point whereby it's dripping. So one should be careful not to walk on grass. If, let's say it's hard, I gotta get to my house, I gotta get to my room, I gotta get to whatever, and it's the only place I could walk by is grass. I'm in the country, I'm in the camp, and whatever the case is, there's grass on the ground, I just can't get to my house, I can't get to my room or whatever. So vim koshalov yesh lismach al hanal da havi kalachiyad. He said one could rely, I mean, b'dievid, it would be okay, if they don't have another choice, because in fact, again, it's kalachiyad, v'gam ulay ein ipsikresha, maybe it's not gonna be ipsikresha, shayardu me. Maybe it's possibly not, you know, for sure going to drip down over there, and even if it did, it was kalachiyad. So if a person doesn't have a choice, there is what to rely on. Now, we've spoken about in the past in reference to pushing the water off a shlok from a sukkah and so on, or in any case, pushing water off a wet table, wet chairs, whatever the case is. And we said, possibly if the grass is very wet, so then there are those who were more makel because of the fact that it might not be doing anything. But he does bring down an ois chav gimel, yesh kama poiskim shekasfu, de muisif maim alakarka acha shekavar hishku azrem kol tzarkum. In other words, it was a heavy rain and everything is very wet. Oishikavar nishku me'alem kagoin achar hageshem, right? It's very wet, or whatever case, or the grass was water. That was the first case, actually, by sprinklers, or whatever the case is. But, so good. So, ain by issa toira, there's no issa toira over there if somebody pours water down. In other words, the ground is very, very saturated. Let's put it like that. Aval yesh listapiki is bay issa drabon. It could be a issa drabon, if gam ene bar la de mosai kevar, hishku kol sarkon. And the problem is, which is what he ends off is, we're not really a bucky in gardening, so we don't really know how wet is whereby it's wet enough, whereby if I pour down water, it's not going to be watering the ground. So one has to be careful in those instances. It's not such a hetero across the board whereby we say, yeah, well, the ground is wet and that's it. It has to be pretty wet, and a person pretty much, you know, has to be sure that by them pouring down water, let's say from the schlock, or if they turn over the chairs, they wipe off the table or whatever and pour it all onto the ground, they have to be pretty sure that it's already totally soaked, whereby the water that's going onto the grass won't be helping it. So it gets a little bit complicated in those instances. If somebody's sure, I guess the chayr is what to rely on. But if they're not sure, they should be careful. You could be playing around with a isser over there, and possibly even isser deraisa if it's not all that wet. Okay, then he says in the next ice that it's talk of lachin yesh lahachmir afilu achar geshem shalei alahafach hashulchan nimaim. In other words, again, the table's all wet, chairs are all wet. Or the case of the shlach, we said, right on top of the sukkah, so to pour it down on the ground, there's one should be careful if it's possible, if they really don't need it, not just to go and turn the chair upside down and knock the water off onto the ground, or to turn the table upside down, knock the water off onto the ground, unless there's pressing needs or whatever the case is. But in general, one should be careful not to do it on Shabbos, again, even though the ground is very saturated, because like he says, we really don't know at what point it won't be a problem. Now, he does say, in reference to, again, like we spoke about in the past, if it's not the person's grounds, like possibly maybe in camp or by a neighbor or something like that, let's say, well, the chairs and table in camp, or the question of the shlock, he says, and the ground is very wet, so over there, so yeah, there's something else to rely on. Again, with, like, if it's not a person's own ground, so then we can say, even though it might be a psikresha, whereby it's automatically going to happen, watering the ground by throwing off the water onto the ground, but it's the psikresha like nichale. It's really, it's not, the person doesn't get anything out of it. It's not my ground, and it's a b'makom mitzvah. But he does say one should be careful. The avul kemuvan the tzarich litul v'shus mimenu. If it's going to be detrimental to the ground, like too much water possibly, then you got to ask rishus from the person who owns. You know, if it's a neighbor or whatever, the person who owns the ground, you have to ask rishus. Even though good, I won't get any pleasure. So who cares? So psik reishit le nichale. To begin with, the whole thing is rabbanan. Worst case scenario, and it's probably saturated. Anyways, it was a heavy rain. But if it's going to again damage the ground, you know, by keep on saturating the ground more and more. So then he brings out one should ask reassurance. But there is room to wiggle, if you want to say, by if it's not the person's own field, not the person's own the yard or whatever the case is. And again, that is the fact, because psikreshet leinichale. Again, they're not having the full pleasure. They're not having pleasure from it because it's not them. They what do they care if the ground gets wet or not? Okay, so he brings down the mice if somebody does have to. Let's say it's in their own backyard or whatever the case is, right? In the case where, again, it's psik resha, the nichale, it's going to happen inevitably, and it's going to be good for them because it's my own backyard, right? I'm watering the grounds. So he does say, in case somebody has to wipe off the tables, chairs, or whatever, the water will be going onto the ground. Even though the ground is very saturated, one should be careful to put down a plastic, like we spoke about. You know, let's say we have to eat the meal. It stopped raining, and I need the table. I need the chairs. It's sukkahs. Let's say it's sukkahs time, right? And I need to. We have to go into the sukkah, and everything is wet. So I can't wait. People are hungry. We have to go. So just to put down a plastic like this. Again, the water goes v'lachin yidaktek l'shatuach plastic. He says again, all from the Sefer Machon L'Shevtecha al Mokem Sheyered Hageshamim al Yered Sheyered Hageshem. In other words, when you throw off the water from the table, you're throwing off the water from the chair, so you could put it into the sukkah, so we could all sit down to eat the suda because everything got wet, right? So now it flows, like we said last time, it flows onto the plastic. You're throwing it down onto the plastic, even though afterwards it's going to go onto the ground. From there, it flows onto the ground. Over there would be much easier, especially in a case befrat b'chai gavna d'ainy borri says sheyesh iser, because we're not even sure that a whole thing is an iser because the ground is very wet. In the case whereby the ground is very wet, for sure, there's what to rely on. V'gam near the have they're watering the ground, kayad. I mean, not in the normal way. Usually people don't water the ground by throwing water off the table or water off your wet chairs. That's not how we water the ground. So the whole thing is kalachayad, number one, and the ground is very saturated. Anyways, and you have a plastic there, so the whole thing is a grumma. Anyways, right? So that's the story as far as that goes. And even if the ground isn't so wet, I mean, if somebody, the same thing, if somebody really needs it and the ground even started to dry, but to put down the plastic, to throw the water down onto a plastic, it should be a big enough plastic. If the ground is not wet, I do have to mention that it should be a big enough plastic, not where, you know, it goes on the plastic for a second and rolls right off. That's not what we're talking about. A very large plastic. It goes on the plastic bag and the water is going to stay there. Some of it might fall off a little bit, whatever. So then that we're not worried about. But it should be a large enough plastic whereby the water, even if it flows onto the grass from there, it's going to take, a little while, and most of the water is going to stay in the plastic bag anyways. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Kol tuv.